This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Another hit for the auto industry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. The auto industry is under siege from high fuel prices, the rising cost of raw materials, and consumers who are feeling pretty inclined to squeak another year out of their old model. Yesterday, ratings agency Standard & Poor's downgraded the credit ratings of GM, Ford, and Chrysler even deeper into junk status. Things aren't much better in Europe. This morning, BMW reported a dismal quarter. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
BMW's earnings in the second quarter fell by more than a third. The rising cost of production played a part. Raw materials like oil, steel, and plastics have all soared in price. But BMW's been hardest hit by the economic downturn in its biggest market. Car sales in the US have fallen overall by 10% so far this year, and car makers like BMW have been the worst affected. David Bailey, professor at the Birmingham School of Business.
The premium market is more volatile than the mass market, so in good times, of course, they rake in the money. In the bad times, we'll see much more significant falls in profits for them. That's exactly what we're seeing right now.
BMW says that in the months ahead, it will shift its focus to regions that are still booming, like the Middle East. But analysts do not expect emerging markets to take up the shortfall if American sales continue to decline. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
One car model that is purring along, the Prius. In fact, buyers are bidding up the price of used Priuses because they don't want to wait for a new one. In June, the average price of a used Prius was about $1,300 above the cost of a new one. A whole lot of stormy weather yesterday for U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.75%, and this morning, overseas markets seemed to be in something of a Friday funk. Tokyo's Nikkei Index lost more than 2%. Germany's DAX is down 0.5%. London's FTSE has shed 0.1%. One thing weighing on the FTSE, British Airways. First quarter profits were down almost 90% for the airline. BA said fuel costs were a big factor. Of course, oil has fallen a bit recently. It's down about 15% from its high of about $147 a barrel earlier this month. So if prices keep falling, will we pile back into our gas-guzzling SUVs and go on long air-conditioned road trips again? Ashley Milne-Tite takes a look.
Roger Harms is a school counselor in Wichita, Kansas. He says he used to drive a lot. He'd make various runs around town and take long trips to visit friends and family out of state. This spring, he cut back.
Far fewer impulse trips to go shopping and far more likely to bunch the trips. If it's a rainy day, you know, then maybe wait till later so I can bicycle.
Harms has no plans to drive more now gas prices are dropping. He says he's saving money and doing his bit to stem demand for foreign oil. Jeff Sundstrom is a fuel price analyst with the AAA. He says most drivers will continue to hold back.
They still have significant worries about their long-term economic prospects in terms of what's happening in the housing market.
Not to mention the cost of food. Sundstrom says all that will have to go away and prices drop to $3 a gallon or less before drivers will guzzle again. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA Risks and Response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
That music we just heard is Loser from the artist Beck. It's something of a Generation X classic. After the wild materialism of the 80s, Gen Xers opted for a kind of slacker chic. Flannel shirts, baggy pants, black nail polish. It was my mother's personal nightmare. It was also all about economic conditions. So says a new book by Lisa Chamberlain, Slackonomics, Generation X, and the Age of Creative Destruction. So Lisa, let's begin at the beginning. What are some of the traits of Generation X?
Well, of course, the cliche is that, you know, they were slackers, but I think that that's a pretty limited description. You know, when you grow up in the era of free to be you and me, that tends to not make for great company men.
What are some of the economic influences that shaped Gen X?
We grew up in the 80s and everyone was going to be rich by the time they were 30. Then the downturn happens in the early 90s and that had a big impact. And then comes along the dot-com bubble. And people are raking in, you know, six-figure salaries. And then practically overnight, that disappears. There's just been a lot of whiplash. And some people do get hurt. But there is also opportunity for innovation and the entrepreneurial spirit. And it's interesting because when you poll different demographics and ask them, you know, their level of happiness, Generation X actually ranks themselves a little higher on the happiness scale. And I think that's because when you don't expect everything to go perfectly, you actually have a lot more sort of serenity in your life.
So you make a lot of very nostalgic cultural references in the book. And one character that you say really exemplifies Generation X is Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything, specifically the part of the movie where he is asked what he wants to do.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that. So what I've been doing lately is kickboxing.
It's kind of funny because 10, 15 years later, Lloyd Dobler probably owns a kickboxing gym and is doing quite well. So,
how do you see Generation X as we get into our later careers, retire?
There are a lot of books out there that talk about Social Security and pensions and all these things are going away. And what's interesting is that you don't really hear Generation X talking or worrying about that so much because we've sort of gotten used to the fact that the future is not something that's really all that knowable. So we're very entrepreneurial. We're very independent-minded. We tend to be free agents or freelancers. And I do think that that is definitely going to become more and more the norm.
The book is Slackonomics, Generation X and the Age of Creative Destruction, and the author is Lisa Chamberlain. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.